Come in and take a seat. Thank you for meeting with me after school today. I wanted to talk to you about your recent behavior in class, and I wanted to make sure that we discuss this just one-on-one. I understand that you have been having difficulty in class, both with the subject matter and just paying attention. And I've noticed that you've been a little distant in class. So I just wanted to just check in with you and see how you were doing. And I've also noticed some quite recent behavior that I need to address. So first things first, I've noticed that you haven't really been paying attention in class. And as a teacher, that makes me very disappointed in you. I would hope that my material is interesting enough to pay attention to. But I suppose maybe you need the right motivation, the right way to learn. Perhaps that's what it is. I've also noticed your behavior in class is awfully inappropriate. It's not appropriate to be playing with certain things that you shouldn't be in class. Yes. Things like your penis. You need to put that away and then not play with it right now. As it's distracting to not only yourself, but the people around you. I wouldn't want to make it hard for anybody else to learn anything, right? And also, I've noticed that when you do play, I can't help but think that you're doing that to distract me, and that is not appropriate. And you should know better than to do such things. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to punish you for that. I think it would be wise if you came to see me every day after school, and we will spend time teaching you the proper ways to behave. That's right. And I think it'd be best if you didn't tell your other classmates that you were doing so. And that's because we wouldn't want them to think that I'm picking favorites or anything like that. And also, you wouldn't want them to find out that you're spending time with your teacher. How embarrassing for you. Yeah, I know what other students say about that. We wouldn't want them to think that you're a teacher's pet, would we? No, that's not very becoming of a someone like you, is it? No. Well, maybe I should tutor you one-on-one. Make sure that you're grasping all the material. I want you to succeed. I want you to learn. Yes, so perhaps one-on-one private lessons would help you. But right now, this isn't about me tutoring you. This is about me finding a punishment that is appropriate for you. And I think we should start today with a punishment. Let's see. In the olden days, they used to take switches, and they used to strike you on the hand. But I think on the hand, I think that's just not a place that would help us remember where we need to, that we need to behave. I think somewhere else would be easier. So, I want you to come up near my desk and bend forward. No arguments. Bend over. I want you to pull your pants down. Pull them down now. Good boy. Now, I want you to pull your underwear down. Just below your upper thighs. Pull them down now. Good boy. Now, I'm going to strike you once with my hand. And I want you to say, "Thank you, miss," after. Understand? Good. Ready? I didn't hear you. Again. I still didn't hear you. Again. Good boy. Now, you know that it's inappropriate for you to be doing such dirty, filthy things in my class. And I think you are a bad little boy, aren't you? Do you need discipline? Punishment? Do you? Good boy. Good. Now, will you promise to be a good boy and do as you're told? Yes, what? Say it again. Good boy. Good boy. Now, I hope that this will help you to remember that when you misbehave, little boys get punished. And I would hope that this punishment from me will help you to remember. And you do need it from me, your teacher, don't you? Yes, what? Good boy. All right. You can pull your underwear and pants up and sit down. Good. A little tender. That will help you to remember to behave. Because good little boys behave. Good little boys, they don't play with their penises in class. And I don't care how hard, how good it feels to touch. You will not do that in class again. And if I catch you in class again, you will get another punishment. And I guarantee you, you won't want it. That is all for today. We will have another tutoring session next week. And next week we will explore more of the difficulties that you are encountering in this class. Until then, study hard, and I will see you next week. All right. Good afternoon.